Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your real estate update for January 19th, 2024. So in today's video, like usual, we go over where mortgage rates are and the whys behind it. Why are rates going up? As you can see here, yesterday they were up 0.11 ticks. The day before they were up 0.1 something. And the rates keep going up. But somebody asked me the other day, they're like, Dan, why do you do this? Well, my whole goal on this channel is to educate and inform you guys with the facts when it comes to real estate. That's all. I don't have to sugarcoat anything. If the market's bad, I'll tell you the market's bad. If the market's good, I'll tell you the market's good. If the market's flat, like we're seeing right now, I'll tell you the market's flat. So without further ado, let's get over to it because I want to show you just a little bit of information that came in today. And this is one of the reasons why I do my video on a daily basis. So without further ado, let's get to it. Here's the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. And what this is basically they're not my rates. These are not any individual bank's rates. What they are is they Mortgage News Daily right up there. They do a fantastic job at this. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. Are you buying your first house? Is it a primary home or a single family home? Those three things. You're probably saying, that's me, Dan. Those are my rates. Well, no, they're not. Because here's the two pieces of the puzzle that a lot of people don't get on, you know, where these rates come from. These people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. So that's probably not you. So if that's not you, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. Because like I said, my name is Dan Freo. I do this report on a daily basis, but I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And today is my 34th anniversary of doing this stuff. So love the business and I'm going to continue to do it as long as I can. So without further ado, let's get over to the economic news right through here. I just researched this and it kept popping up on my screen. It says rates just dropped to the lowest level in 6 months or 7 months. And I'm like, where they been? Because we hit these rates basically a week or two ago. If you go through here, it says, basically what I did is just scan this right there this morning. And it says mortgage rates. And I scroll down through here and what's these rates coming out to be? It says the 30-year fix is 7.5. I don't know where they're getting that information. But if you go down through here, it says mortgage rates just hit nearly an 8-month low. U.S. mortgage rates fall. Mortgage rates drop, so forth. Mortgage rates didn't drop. They're actually up. Okay, so I don't know what they're talking about. So visit me on my channel every day so you guys can find out the facts on what's really going on with mortgage rates. So we do on a daily basis, so we go over the economic data. The only thing we have in today is existing home sales. We know sales are bad. We know sales aren't getting much better because there's just no inventory out there, especially with existing homes. What existing homes are is people that, you know, live in a house now and they put it up for sale. It's that, and then there's new homes, which is new construction. So let's just do a brief little synopsis of the economic news we had this week to figure out, you know, how's the economy looking and what's the Federal Reserve's review on the economic news that we got this week. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Monday, Martin Luther King Day, nothing there. On Wednesday, we had core retail sales and retail sales. This is a number that shocked the market, okay? I didn't think it was going to come in this good, I guess is a way to say it, if you want to say it in that realm, or sales improved or went up, however you want to phrase that. Here's how the numbers looked. Core inflation month over month went from 0.2 core retail sales went from a number of 0.2. They're expecting those sales to be flat. They actually went up double. And then here's the retail sales in general, just sales of basically everything out there. It was at 0.3. They thought it uptick a little bit to 0.4. It doubled as well. So the Federal Reserve's sitting here saying, okay, we're raising rates and raising rates and raising rates, and people just continue to keep buying stuff. Okay, so that's their biggest dilemma right now. And they're also wanting more and more people not working. So we had this data in, initial jobless claims. Last reading was 203. They expected it to tick up a little bit. It actually plummeted down to 187. So they're like, okay, people keep buying and sales keep going up. And then people aren't losing their jobs. And then you start seeing here, we're industrial manufacturing or Philadelphia's manufacturing, how much goods and services are being produced. It was negative 12, expected it to improve a little bit to negative 7. It improved just a hair to negative 10. That means manufacturing. So people were buying stuff or inventory stuff, but are they really buying new products that need to be created? And this is telling us no. Okay. Then what you're starting to see is gas prices. I went home the other day. Gas prices were $3.09 in Chicago. On my way in this morning, they were $3.39. So they went up 10% basically in 48 hours. So crude oil inventories, that's going to tell us a role there. Why do we follow this or why should you follow this? Because as oil goes up, that means gasoline and fuel's going up. Well, how's everything produced and shipped? gasoline, unfortunately. We're not in the EV stage yet. We're not, you know, an EV country. So gasoline is the lifeblood of our economy. So as gas prices go up, the cost of everything is going to go up. Okay. And then today we just had coming in existing home sales, basically right in line. I'll say it's right in line with expectations. So what the assumption is this number will spike if rates get down to about 5 and 5.5. So that's what we're trying to figure out. Is it going to happen? Yeah, it'll eventually happen most likely this year, maybe to 5.5 once the Fed starts to pivot, but there might be holding rates a little bit longer. I'm not saying that they're going to increase rates at the next meeting. I'm not even sure that they're going, decreasing rates, the Federal Reserve. I'm not even sure they're going to do it in March, but I think by May, you're going to start seeing the crumbling of our economy a little bit. I'm not even saying we're going into a recession. I'm just going to say we're going to start seeing pullback because people are, you know, they are running out of money and they're starting to use their credit cards a lot more. And that's a sign that, you know, the money that they had in the bank over COVID and the pandemic is starting to lapse. So that's that data right there and then. So based on really that we don't have that much data today, what's going on in the markets? Well, right here. Breaking news, consumer sentiment jumped to 78.8%, the best level since July of 2021. This also is going to drive the Federal Reserve nuts because they're saying, okay, if the consumer is basically okay with the economy or exuberant or the sentiment jumped, they're going to feel good about themselves. One big catalyst of this is the stock market. It's creating a lot of wealth for people. And also home ownership. I know this is going to drive a lot of people nuts, but home ownership or home appreciation is still going up in most parts of the country. Yes, you might have areas such as Texas, Florida, and California, and even Arizona kind of depleting, but you can see most of the middle of the country and the east and the northeast, they're doing fantastic. Okay, so that's what I want you guys to understand. There might be pockets in the economy that is seeing a drawback in home prices. But on the norm, most of the country is still seeing appreciation, not robust, but appreciation is appreciation, even if it's 2, 3, 4, 5%. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right now. Let's look at what the bond markets are doing because that's why you're here. You want to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. Well, this is how we do it. Okay, I'm not Nostradamus. I don't read tea leaves. I actually go to the source to figure out where mortgage rates are going. The source is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. That's right here. Okay, all you need to do is pay attention to this number here. This is the price of the bond. So all you need to know is this. If this price right here, if the price is going down on the bond, it means yields or rates are going up. Well, because this is a mortgage bond, it means rates are going to go up. Okay, so what we've seen, though, if you go back to the mortgage rates, you can see right through here, the 52-week high and low, the low was 5.99, the high was 8.03. Okay, when was that 8.03, basically the highest level we've seen in decades? Well, you go over here and it was right down through here. Okay, so this is what proves to you that here's the price. As the price is going up and up and up, rates are coming down. Okay, so that's why you're seeing rates went from 8.03 to today they're at 6.89. So we're teetering back to closer and closer and closer to that 7% range. Basically, the reason being is consumer sentiment's good, sales are good, employment's good. A lot of good news that you would usually see the economy is like, okay, the economy's good. People are working, they got money, they're buying, they're spending, they're enjoying their lives. When it comes to the Federal Reserve, they're like, that is taboo because we don't want that stuff because that's what's caused inflation. So that's basically the thought process behind all this. So that's what we're seeing right through here. So you can see back through, like I said, rates or prices went from here all the way up to there, and that's what really pushed down rates. If you dissect this over the last, let's say, 5 days, it's a little bit of a different story. This is where the prices were, and they're dropping, dropping, dropping. So when you start seeing headlines saying the mortgage rates are, you know, plummeted to a 6 or 8 month high, well, they missed it by maybe about a week because it was back here. It's not here. Hope you understand that. So my name is Dan Freer. Like I said, what I do on a daily basis is I'm a mortgage advisor. I help people all over the country, all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to buy a house in 2024, maybe refinance, or maybe you're looking into buying your first investment property, we'd love to help. Where do you find us? How do you reach out to us? Well, go to our website, which is therateupdate.com, and here it is. Okay, it's going to give you a bunch of information all above. There's calculators, there's resources, there's blogs. If you speak Spanish and you prefer to do it that way, click that button, and it's going to open up the Spanish version. But if you're locked in, here's what I have a challenge for you. If you're locked in and you want to see, okay, Can I get a better terms? You know, if you're 30 days out from closing and you're already locked in and rates have dropped down, let's see how much better a rate we can get you, or maybe less in fees we can get you. So if you're locked in, what I need you to do is upload your loan estimate into that spot right there. But if you're not locked in or haven't talked to anybody, but you're trying to kick the tires to see, do I qualify in today's market? You know, do I make enough money? Is my credit good enough? Do I have enough of a down payment? Please don't disqualify yourself. All I ask you to do is reach out to us. There's three ways to do this. One, click the Apply Now button. It's a little bit different than most people. What it's going to do is it's going to ask you a series of questions before you take that 15, 20 minute time to fill out our application. It's going to ask you some questions. Based on those questions, we're going to assign you to a consultation call with one of our mortgage specialists. Now, it's not a hard sale call. It's just basically answering questions that you have to see, okay, are you really ready to make the next step? And then if you are, then you're often ready to fill out your application. But if you're like, Dan, can I call in or can I email you my information? Sure, we'd love to have you do that. So what you need to do is go down to the bottom of the screen, right through here, all the way down at the bottom. You're going to find both those, that information. You can give us a call, 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly right there. It is me, and it is me, the one that will be answering you and all the questions that you have. So thanks so much for reaching out to us, folks. God bless. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that right down below. And otherwise, I hope to see you here next week. Take care. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye.